what we know not, teach us, what we have not, give us, and what we are not, make us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Our brief reading is Isaiah 45, verses 22 to 23. And if you're a Christian who likes to read what we call biographies, that's things about the life of Christians, these are what we call Spurgeon's verses. Charles Spurgeon was walking through the English countryside and it was stormy, miserable weather, and he went into a church just to get out of the rain. And the preacher read this passage, and then the rest is history. Isaiah 45, verses 22 to 23. Let's hear God's word. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other. By myself I have sworn, from my mouth has gone out in righteousness, a word that shall not return. To me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear allegiance. That's God's word. And this is heartbreaking, because I read this passage and I think I've only got 5 minutes. And the things in this verse are magnificent. Just reading it, you've got all manner of scriptures came to mind then. But the thoughts I wish to impress on you are this. The first thought, turn to me, God says. Turn to me. The Old King James, the translation from 1611, says, look to me and swear allegiance. That's how the verse ends. Turn, look. Look is, there's nothing in a look. It's an act of desperation. When you need help, we've all been in that position. Someone just looks at us. They can't do anything. They're helpless. They've got nothing to offer for us to make them, save them. They just need help. And that's what God says to us. We are all sinners. We've all broke God's commands. And God demands, because he's holy and righteous, he demands perfect conformity to his law. And he's not unjust to expect that. Because some people say, oh, come on, I didn't ask to be born. How can God expect me to live perfection when he's created a world like this? God's created the law that way. And it's not as if he hasn't done anything about that. We'll come to that in a minute. You know where I'm going if you're a Christian. Turn to me, turn. You're going one way and then you turn around. So if you walk that way and turn around, you're walking in a different direction. Turn and look. The Bible calls those words repent and believe. Repent, turn around. Don't serve sin, don't serve the world, don't serve the devil, the flesh and all those things. Serve God. Fear the Lord and do what is right. Obey his commands. Trust in Christ. It's that, and it's look. It's empty-handed. We can't say to God, yes, okay, I've done these terrible things, but I've done all these good things as well. Because God expects conformity. Or worst of all, those types of Christianity that say, yes, I've got Jesus, but I've got my good works as well, God. You have to accept me, don't you? No, it's Christ alone. Swear allegiance, he says. Know that you belong to him. God always gave what we call covenant signs in the Bible. The church's signs are baptism and the Lord's Supper. So every time you take the bread and the wine of communion, it's your pledge of allegiance, your oath, your renewal of your vow that you made at baptism to believe, trust, and obey and love God and his people. So you don't need to vow to God, God, I've sinned, I promise I won't do that again. Yes, good. But you say that every time you take the Lord's Supper, because that's our pledge of allegiance. Our wedding ring, as one of the reformers said it. You look to your wedding ring and you think of your beloved. Well, we look at the water and the bread and the wine and we think of our beloved who loved us and gave himself for us. The second thought, turn to me and be saved, for I am God and there is no other. There is but one true God. The great I am. The first and the last. Or as the first song said, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The God who gave his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for us, to rise again for us, and to plead for us. He is the one who lived, he is the one, and this is what I was saying, God has done something. He is the one who's lived the law perfectly and died the death that we deserve to die. And look at what God says. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. It's open to everybody. God invites everyone. God, I love the way one author says it. Short of getting on his knees and begging us, God has done everything he can for us to be saved. From start to finish. All in Christ. So turn to him this very day. And this is the last thought. Turn to him. Turn to me, God says, and be saved. You can know today forgiveness of sins. All those things that you torture yourself in your conscience that you can't forget, that you can't speak out loud because you're so ashamed. God can say, your sins and iniquities I remember no more, because Christ died for them. God, I've done these terrible things and I owe you a debt. No, you don't, because Christ paid for it. And you don't just stand forgiven, you stand in his righteousness. So you stand before God, we say it, you stand before God just as if you'd never sinned. But more than that, you stand before God as if you always obeyed with a pure heart. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what God has done for you. Will you take Christ as your Savior? Will you turn to him, swear allegiance to him, the only true God and there is no other, and be saved? Know tonight that you are rescued. You have eternal life, an eternal home, an eternal hope. A Savior who loves you and cherishes you and will present you, as Paul says to the Colossians, holy, blameless, and above reproach before God. So on that great and glorious day, when all the books are opened, when we're all before the great white throne and the heavens run away, you'll be clothed in the righteousness of Christ, pure, holy, and spotless. And be told to receive eternal joy. And that starts tonight. Will you come to Christ? Turn to him and be saved. You. All the earth, but you. Do it now. Amen.